The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Most of you are already up, but if you're laying in the bed right now, get up, baby. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pop it up. Look, I want to play a song for you guys this morning because, you know, I'm absolutely humbled that you guys would join into The Grind this morning and hear me, guys, and hear, you know, me rant and rave a little bit, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday morning. But I want to play a song, man, for you guys. And this is the song that, that sparked a lot of things for our rise. And I want you guys to hear this because everybody has their aha moment, and some of us have a series of aha moments. But while this is playing, man, I want you to listen to the words, and I want you to really, really think about, really, I mean, really think about what's being said and how it really applies to you. Because, I mean, honestly, this song literally changed our lives.
Back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't.
Wow, man. I'm going to tell you right now, life is a production, man. Hey, look, for all of y'all that are just joining us live on The Grind this morning, thank you guys for chiming in. Thank you guys for sharing this show with somebody else, guys. I'm super humbled that you would join me this morning. You know, every Tuesday and Thursday morning, guys, at 8 a.m., this show happens. But, you know, what I was telling, you know, my early people that jump on time on the show, man, I was saying, you know what? I say, this is the show. This is the actual song, I mean, that actually, you know, it kind of changed my being. It was the thing. It was the song and the words in the song that kind of sparked me to start doing some different things. And for those of you that know me, for those of you that are familiar, you know that there's a whole video on YouTube behind this song. And that's just how much it inspired me. It inspired me to create a video. And the video was about, you know, our family. And, you know, what we were going through at the time, and not so much as what we were going through at the time. Guys, that video was more so about seeing those things that are not as though they were. And then we put that little piece on the end that says, now go work for it. See, I think that's the piece that people often forget about. They don't understand that you can see those things as though, you know, that are not as though they were. And you can stop there and you'll just always see those things as though they were and they never will be. But if you don't put that ending to it that says now go work for it, then you'll just be the person that names it and claims it. You'll just be the person that tries to speak everything into existence with no action. And you'll remain in the same place. Cause I don't know any simple way to put that, but you know, I just wanted to expound on that a bit, man, because I'm very passionate about that. Because I believe in a lot of different settings, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're sparked, but we're sparked in the wrong way. We're sparked with just a little sparkle juice that says this is what you can do, but nobody tells you that you need to go out, what you need to go out and do it. And in a lot of cases, that person may not know exactly what you need to go out and do. You know, and what situation you're in. So you have to be the person that becomes that ultimate fire in your life. And this song was just really, it was just really a spark for me. You know, it was translated for me. You know, Nate, you know what? If you want something different, you got to go do something different. Get up off your butt and go do something. Start to build something. Start to create something. And for those of you that know me, that have been following my journey, you know that, you know, this entire show. And if you go back on my YouTube channel, you know, 3 years ago, you know, almost 4 years ago, you're going to start seeing, you'll see videos of me, you know, creating the atmosphere for this very show, for me creating the mindset that I needed. And not just me creating the mindset that I needed, but bringing other people along with me to help them create the mindset that they need to create the life that they want to live. And that was a passion of mine because, you know, I don't think that what I have is for me. I'm very protective over what's mine. And I don't want it to be abused by me or anyone. So I have to be first partaker in that. So, you know, I'm pretty much very passionate about seeing people win, but win on their own terms, controlling their own controls, learning, looking and seeing the things around you that work for you, looking at different situations, looking at different people and learning, you know, and moving in the right direction instead of spinning your wheels and moving left and right and not vertical and not forward. You know, I'm passionate about that. And that's the whole premise, you know, for this show. And this song really, really sparked me. It said, lose yourself in the moment. And in that case, you know, the song was done by Eminem. It's from the movie 8 Mile, you know, and you know, it's saying lose yourself in the moment. And for Eminem, it was in the music. His passion was music and he had to lose himself in it. And when he lost himself in his passion, he unlocked a lot of different things for himself. Right. Because now he's all about what he wants to do and what he's passionate about. A lot of us, you know, aren't really doing what we're passionate about. So we're never really going to have that satisfaction, that fulfillment that that we know we want to have. And I'm gonna tell you guys right now, I'm gonna share a little vision. I can tell you, you know, right now that this show is not about me. This show is about everybody that listens to it. Hopefully you plug into it. There's a little piece of something that said, if not everything, there's a piece at least of something that said on this show that's going to move you in the right direction. That's going to enlighten you to something that you may be going through in life. There is no glory, you know, that I get out of this to say, you know, hey, look, I got this show and this show is this and this show is that. No, everything that I envision, guys, is truly, you know, for the masses to be able to take advantage of. Because, you know, there was a time in my life when I thought that, you know, I had nothing to say. There was a time in my life when I would keep everything internalized and never really let anything out. There was a time in my life when I just felt that no one really wanted to hear what I had to say. And I know some of you that are on the line, you can identify with what I'm saying, because when you open your mouth, you hear the voice that you've always heard. But it's not what the voice is, it's what's coming out of the mouth. And when you're actually saying things that people need to help them bridge gaps in their life, then I believe that's productive. It's productive for me. It's productive for you. But here's the deal. When you talk to people about things that are happening in the world and in life, you know, it needs to be things that you know, really that you've either been through, going through, or trying to prevent yourself from going through or trying to get to, because you're on that grind, right? You're on that grind. If you're always talking about things that you're not doing, then it's kind of hypocritical, right? So the things that, you know, I talk about on this show, you know, there are places that I've been, there are situations that I've been in, there are situations that I know I've prevented myself from being in, maybe that I know I don't want to be in, and this is how I did it. I mean, it's just a caveat of different things that I believe can help bridge the gap, and that's a coffee break. So guys, what are we really talking about this morning? I want to play a couple more songs for you guys, but, you know, I want to talk about something that I know you guys go through. And if you're not going through it, then you're not going in the right direction. And I want to talk a little bit about distractions this morning, because distractions, man, distractions come to do exactly what they say. They come to distract you from your purpose. But you have to be on the road to your purpose. When you're moving with purpose, the distractions will come. Because when you're not moving with purpose, then you don't even see anything as a distraction. You don't even know, to be honest with you. But when you start moving with purpose, that means when you start moving with your passion, when you start moving on the things that you're passionate about and the things that you know in life that you want to do, I can promise you the distractions are going to come in many shapes, sounds. And they're going to come. And the distractions that you're going to be faced with are the very things that you're going to have to fight against. But when the distractions come, the most important thing is that, you know, you're going to get upset. You're going to get a little enraged about certain things that happen, you know, while you're on, you know, on road to your purpose. You're going to get a little enraged about it, you know. And I'm going to say, I'm not going to even say mad, because I believe enraged is worse than mad. Sometimes you're going to get enraged about certain things that happen, certain things that people do, certain things that people say. But the key in that is to not give it energy. If you don't give it energy, then it has no power. You recognize it. You write it down. You take note. Your eyes are wide open. I know what that is. I see it. You identify that it's not productive for you. And at that point, you let it go. You move yourself out of the situation. You know, there's so much that, you know, I woke up this morning at 4 a.m. And when God wakes you up in the morning, it's not always just to go to the bathroom. You know, sometimes he just wakes you up You know, he wakes you up because he wants you to get up. He wants you to start, you know, he wants to talk to you. He wants you to write things down. He wants to commune with you. And you have to recognize when he wakes you up. When you open your eyes and you can't go back to sleep, then it's time to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and get yourself out of the bed. Right. So now you're up. And, you know, when I woke up this morning, so many things were running through my head. And I'm like, hold on, God, I'm trying to write this stuff down, you know, fast enough. And I got to make sure that I don't inundate people with, you know, the things that I'm getting. It's like so much. It's like I'm being overwhelmed, but it's not being overwhelmed. It's a great feeling. So you got to know how to suck it all in. But, you know, when I think about what works, and I always talk about controlling the controls, because you choose you. Right. You always choose you. And no matter what, you have to control the controls. And no matter when you see people or when you're trying to figure out what really works for you, it's like a keyboard, and you're trying to get the right sound out of that keyboard. And you keep pushing and you keep listening and you keep pushing and you push your buttons. I'm like, push all the buttons, push them all, because you need to figure out what's best for you. And when you push the right button, it's like, okay, that's it. You know, but nothing happens until you start pushing those buttons, right? Nothing happens. Some of us never try to push buttons. Some of us never try to do anything different. I'm submitting to you guys this morning that there needs to be a new you. In the midst of all of the distractions that you're having, amidst of everything that's going on in your life, you know, there comes a time when you have to create just a new you. Step into the new you. Choose you. See, if you don't choose to control the things that go on in your life, coffee break. If you don't choose to control the things that you can control in your life, then guess what? There are other people in other situations that will control you. And they'll control exactly what you do. And it'll seem like it's for you, but it's really for them, because you're not controlling who you are. You control that. And when you know that you control you and you chart the path for you, and you're no dummy, because you're looking at, you know, you're doing personal development, and you're being a champion. You have the superstar mindset. You know, I am greater than anybody else out there. I'm the GOAT. You can have that mindset. No problem. That's a winner's mindset. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to let somebody tell you that you're less than. So when you're out there and you're actually, you know, having that mindset, then there's nothing wrong with you controlling who you are. You're controlling those controls. Now you're not allowing anybody else to come in and dictate to you, anybody to control you. Because I'm going to tell you guys one thing for sure. When you allow somebody else to control your life, your very thoughts, it's a hard situation to get out of. It really is. And now you have to figure out, you know, at some point in time, when you finally get out of it, now it's like you've got to create the brand new you. It's like you got to step out of the old skin that you were in. It's like changing clothes. You got to step out of it, right? You push the right button, and now you know you see all the distractions that are here, and these distractions are going to come no matter who you are and what you're doing, right? Because you're on the right track. You've pushed the right, you found the right button to push. You pushed them all. I got the right one. That one sounds good. Now I know. Now I got to get the hands out of my life that are trying to control my life so that I can do the things that God is telling me to do, that this situation or that person doesn't know that I'm supposed to do. But you can't blame that person, right? You can't blame that person. All you can really do is move forward. That's it. Let me tell you guys, you know, a little bit about, you know, survival. Because it's important in life that you learn how to survive. Because if you don't know how to survive, you will be devoured, right? You guys always hear me talking about beast mode. You always hear me talking about, being the lion and not the gazelle. Well, I love that analogy, because in life, we always talk about being able to outrun, you know, the animal being able to outrun the slowest animal. And that's how, you know, when you're in the jungle, that's how you survive. If you can't outrun the slowest animal, if you're a lion, you're looking for the slowest gazelle, right? If you're a gazelle and you are the slowest gazelle in the group, guess what? You're gonna get eaten. You're gonna be dinner for the lions. So in life, you must outrun the slowest person in your circle. I hate to say it that way, but it is what it is, because you will be devoured by life. When you have a circle of people and you're the lion and you're trying to outrun, you run with a whole bunch of lions. That's cool. But you got to be able to outrun the slowest lion, the slowest person in your circle. And you got to be able to outrun the situation that you're in. Right? Because the situation is gonna catch. You got a whole bunch of gazelles and a whole bunch of lions. You know, somebody is the food for somebody. Somebody is. So you have to figure out, how do I survive? I gotta survive because I gotta be faster than everybody else. But it's not always about speed. Sometimes you're not that fast, but you're good at juking left and right. Right? You can fake. You're able to fake, and they get tired, and they always tell you if somebody's shooting at you, zigzag. Well, man, if you ain't that fast, zigzag. Zigzag. Until you can learn to get faster, zigzag. But what's the one thing in running and zigzagging that's happening? You have to keep moving. And I love the lion and the gazelle story, because they always say, you know, the lions, you know, they're hungry. You know, they're hungry. When they're hungry, they're going to eat. So you have to make sure that you are controlling your own controls. You're controlling your destiny. You're controlling your purpose. You understand exactly what you need to do. And how do you do that? You do that by knowing you. You do that by choosing you. You choose you. Simple. Step into the new you. Push the right button. Figure out what works for you. Whatever vehicle you're using right now to be successful, to be on your journey to success, and guys, then use that vehicle to the max. Because you do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. Don't get it twisted. All right? Nobody's telling you to jump up right now and run down to NASA because you want to be an astronaut and sit outside the gate, you know, for 30 days because you want to be an astronaut. I can pretty much tell you that's not going to work for you. But you do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do, right? So our lives is a series of moments, guys, that offer opportunity to either be great or die full and unknown. It's just a series of moments. And you heard the song. It said, you know, lose yourself. You know, what if you just had one? What if you had one moment, one opportunity to do something that you knew that was going to be great, to do something that you've always wanted to do? When an opportunity presented itself, boom, you saw it, you seized it, and you became great. What if it was just that one moment? But I just said life is a series of moments. But there's going to come a time in our life when it's our last moment to seize opportunity leaves. And we're going to figure out that, you know what, I sat around all of this time waiting and waiting and waiting and not doing what I needed to do. I didn't seize the moment. I got nervous. I got nervous. Eminem said, I got the spaghetti thrown up on myself. You know, mom's spaghetti is on my sweater. I'm sitting here with sweaty palms. And everybody's laughing at me. I'm standing here. I forgot the words to what I was going to say. Everybody's laughing at me. But when you finally open your mouth, because you just punched fear in the face, the things that finally that are inside of you finally come out, everybody's like, oh, my God. Wow. I never knew. All because you decided to seize the moment. All because you decided to be great right there at that very moment. Guys, it's never going to be a convenient time to be great. I'm going to tell you right now. It's never going to be that moment when you're going to do something that you're going to be like, this is everything lined up. Everything was perfect. You know, everything worked out great. I didn't have to do nothing. I just walked into a great situation. You are being deceived. If you have no skin in that game, then I'm here to tell you firsthand that you're not going to benefit the way you think you're going to benefit. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Through the distractions and everything, you jump up, you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you go. You become the lion. You control your control. You choose you. You step into the new you. You see the poison. You know that the poison is there. You don't have to freaking taste the poison to know that it's killing you and it's taking over you. You don't have to kill. You don't have to taste it. You see it. You know that it's a toxic situation. You know that that person is toxic. Sometimes, guys, you know, the life that you're in right now, the things that you're doing right now, coffee break before I say that, because I'm pissing somebody off with this one. The things that you're doing right now and the people that you're dealing with right now that are not serving you, the people that are not for you, the people that want to gossip behind your back, the people that want to always, you know, try and manipulate you and to do the things that they want to do, and the people that always have something to say, the people that are always trying to control your life, those people, sometimes you have to treat it like the exterminators treat a house that's infested with fleas. You have to put the tin over the old you, and you have to fumigate. That's what they call it, fumigate. As I can remember once in my life, you know, I've had, you know, a lot of different jobs. And I can remember when I got out of the military, man, we were struggling trying to figure out what, because I planned on making the military a career. But, you know, it's something about getting shot at and having to shoot at people. Something about that kind of gives you an epiphany. Yeah, you know, I don't think I quite signed up for this. I think there's a new route that I want to go. And some of you patriots out there that are saying, you know what, I love it. I love it. Cool. Great for you. I'm not you. I didn't want to get shot at anymore. I didn't want to have to shoot people anymore. It wasn't the life I saw for myself. And that's not, may not be your life, but guess what? It's my life. And that's one of the things that we have to realize. Stop trying to impale your opinion on other people. Stop impaling other people with your opinion. Your opinion on what you think they should do, and you get super fanatical about it, doesn't matter. That person has to choose that. A crackhead never gets off crack until he chooses to get off crack, because I can tell you, you lock him in a room and you think you clean him up, I can tell you right now that if he didn't do it by choice, he is going to find some more crack. So get over it. Stop impaling people with your opinion. But I'm going to tell you right now, when I decided that I was out, guys, I said, you know what, let me try to be an exterminator because it was easy. I can get that job. I got that job, you know, because guys, you know, communications and you know, driving around in a tank and, you know, killing people, you know, those are my two skill sets, you know, and I needed to figure out what I was going to do until I could get something in communications. So I became an exterminator. Went to this lady's house and she had so many roaches in her house. You could lift up. I lifted up the bottom of the sink under the bottom. There's a false bottom under your sink, guys. And you lift it up. I lifted that false bottom up, and it was teeming with roaches. I said, that was the day I said, you know what? Epiphany, I can't do this anymore. I went to that lady, and I said, lady, I said, I can't help you. There's nothing I can do. Your home needs to be bombed. It needs to be fumigated. I couldn't drop enough chemicals in here to get rid of all of these roaches. And that's the thing about life. When you open your house up, when you don't have the controls, when you don't choose you and you're not controlling the trolls, that means you allow a whole bunch of roaches to come into your life. And all of these roaches, they breed, they multiply. And the old you is no good. You got to become the new you. There has to be something new. Throw the tin over your old life. You may have roaches. You may have fleas. One thing I know about fleas, man, is that they're little. They jump. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can't even get rid of them. They're in everything. They suck you dry. You go to sleep and they're biting you. You wake up and they're biting you. You go to work, they're biting you. Because they're a part of you now. They're in everything. So sometimes you got to throw the tent over the old you, throw the tent over your old life, man, and just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and walk away that thing. Walk away from it. And now when you start to walk away from things, you figure out that, you know what, all of a sudden you're 4, 3, 2, 1 in it. Now you're 3, 2, 1 in it. Now you're 2, 1 in it. Now you're what? You know what? Let's go. Let's just go. Let's do it. Ding, boom, boom, boom. Here we are. We're moving here. This is what I want to do. All of a sudden, everything becomes clear. Because now you are controlling those controls. There are no more distractions in your life that you can't handle. I didn't say they weren't going to come, because they're going to come. Remember, when you're on the road to your purpose, there will always be distractions. You just didn't know that they were distractions before. You just didn't know, because you were in the thing. You became accustomed to being nothing. You became accustomed to doing nothing. You became accustomed to being nobody. It feels great to have no accountability. It feels great to have no responsibility. You can sit there and eat Doritos and drink Coke and get fat and get unhealthy and do whatever you want to do and then say, you know what, it's not my fault. Oh, yeah, that was show two. Coffee break. So, guys, come on, man. Open your eyes and identify the toxic situations that you're in. Put the tin on the old life, man. Walk away from it. You can't live there anymore. Move out. Move out. Sometimes, man, there's drastic situations requires a drastic solution. Let me tell you what else I'm very passionate about. And I'm going to say this, and I want to play a song for you guys. I'm very passionate about success, and I feel as if one of the first times in my life, I feel like I'm on the right path, because it's my path. It's the path that I choose. And the reality of knowing that there's a light at the end of the tunnel means you're on the road to success. And it means that now there are some things that you're accountable for. There are some things that you're responsible for. Your health is one of them. Guys, there's no need to be successful if you're not going to be healthy. There's no need. Am I saying that you got to run around and eat Brussels sprouts and drink, water all the time and go to the gym and work yourself out like you're crazy? Absolutely not. What I am saying is that, guys, you have to take control of your health. I see too many people that on the outside they're hurting and they're trying to cover up what's happening on the outside by trying to create a different attitude, like I'm okay with who I am. If who you are is unhealthy and you're okay with it, then you have bigger problems. Guys, the word health is not a bad word. It's a necessary word. And in order for us to control our controls, guys, we got to be around. That means we have to make better choices in what we eat. We got to make better choices in what we drink. We got to make better choices in what we do in life, period. Toxic situations are not always things on the outside. Toxic situations are things that you put on the inside of your body, too. Yeah, I'm passionate about that. I am. And we all have some vices that we have in our lives. I'm real. I like a little social drink every now and then. Keep it 100. I like a little social drink. I like a little margarita. I don't have a taste for certain things anymore. Since I stopped eating meat, things are changing in my life. I can feel it. I know it's happening. I've got enough discipline and commitment to know that if I'm putting it in there, I don't have to immediately see the outcome of what's happening on the inside of my body, because I know it's been there for a long time. I've gotten this way over a period of time. So now here I am. I need to take the commitment and say, you know what? I'm doing something different, and I'm going to be patient. The P word. I'm going to be patient. And I'm going to wait, because over time it's going to manifest me the inside that I want to have. So some of us are hurting and we don't know how to fix it. And the only thing to do, guys, is start. Is this? Nothing changes until you change it. Nothing changes until you change it. Nobody's coming to rescue you. Nobody's gonna come and knock the bad foods out of your hand. Nobody's gonna steer your car away from the fast food restaurants. Nobody's gonna start pouring you drinks 3-4 times a day. Nobody's going to come to your rescue. That has to be you. And you have to make that decision. But, man, I'm going to tell you, I know that survival is always key, man. Survival is key. And, you know, in life, there are things that happen and we think that we won't survive. I don't know how I'm going to get past this. I'm going to tell you something. And I told somebody this the other day, and it always amazes me. You know, when you're going through something, one of the things that you never want to say, never, ever, ever, ever want to say is, I just don't know how much more I can take. Man, if this happens, if it doesn't happen now, I don't know what I'm going to do. Guys, don't ever do that. Because I'm going to tell you right now, what you're saying in layman's terms is, God, test me. Test me. And I can tell you right now that he will. I didn't get it at first, but I realized, you know what? I got to stop saying that. I got to really start buying into the things that I say, the power that I say I have. I have to start walking and living in that power. Don't do yourself that disservice and say you don't know how much more you can take, because I'm going to tell you right now, you can take a lot. Don't make God test you. All right. So understand that in every situation, guys, you choose you. Nothing's going to change until you change it. Seek wise counsel. Okay. Seek wise counsel, not wise opinion. All right. Be careful who you take your counsel from. There can be a point in your life where you feel that the whole world is against you. That's okay. There could be a point in your life where you feel as if, you know what, you know, nobody is supporting me. Nobody's with me. Nobody, you know, it's a lonely road out here. That's okay. It's supposed to be that way. It's just a period in your life. So guys, but survival is key. And if you don't think you can make it, I'm telling you that you can. And I want you guys to listen to this song. This song is really about, a dude, and he doesn't think that he can really survive without his love, his girl. And when you don't think you can survive, you know, mentally, then you can't. But when you start speaking positive over your life, there's something that starts to happen. We talked about things in the ether. When you start speaking positive and you start moving toward the positivity that you're speaking through action, then the things in the ether leave their holding pattern and they start to move towards you, because now you're moving toward them. Guys, I'm going to play this song. It's going to take you out. You know, guys, and I thank you guys for chiming in. Humbly, I say thank you for listening to this show every Tuesday and Thursday morning, guys. I really don't take that lightly. You know, you guys that tell somebody about The Grind, you know, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, because my vision a little bit, you know, that I didn't tell you guys earlier is that, you know, I see people having the gaps bridged on large scales. I see stages. I see smoke. I see people being set free in a lot of different ways. And this ain't church, guys. This is bridging gaps, period. Period. So, guys, know what it is that you want. Know that you're great. And know that you can survive in any situation, all right? God bless you guys. And I see you guys, you know, bright and early on Tuesday morning, guys. Have a great weekend. Go out and help somebody bridge some gaps.
And let it go, but she never came back, so I guess I'll never know. Anticipation's killing me inside. Hope don't seem to let me go, and I don't know why. Now I find it hard to breathe, 'cause you were
into life with no key to find. Oh, God, is there an antidote? 'Cause my heart keeps me to let it go, and I don't know why. Now I find it hard to breathe 'cause of you. Used to be my son. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
All the lovers in the house that know how to work it out. Say, yeah, yeah, yeah. What about me?